Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
It is Tuesday, March 26th. Your drive begins now on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. We got a lot to talk about today. We have a lot to get into. And we'll do that now with our text line. It's going to be 304-396-TALK. That's 304-396-8255. You can also find me on X. That's formerly known as Twitter. And you can find me at Paul Swan. So what are we going to talk about? I was planning on talking a little bit about Marshall football. Of course, spring ball coming very soon. Practices are underway at Marshall University. 15 of them, to be exact. One down, we got 14 to go. Of course, the spring game's coming up. And so I planned on talking a little bit about the offensive side of the ball. Wanted to talk about what Coach had to say about the offense. Also, Seth Dagey, I wanted to hear a little bit about the offense from his words. And we'll try to get into that today, I promise. We're going to do that for the next few days. And then some, hopefully, talking about Marshall football as we get ready for the spring game. But yesterday, we talked a little bit about if there was going to be an announcement made about Marshall basketball. And, of course, there was an announcement made about Marshall basketball. It happened shortly after the show went off the air. And I used to joke with the former sports information director that that was always planned. It was always targeted to happen, a release come out like minutes after I go off the air. Jokingly with him, of course, because that just seemed how the press cycle would go. But that's how it went yesterday. We get off the air and we find out social media breaks it first, and then Marshall follows up with a release that Dan D'Antoni, no longer the head coach, Marshall University, and he has been replaced. And it's now Cornelius Jackson, longtime Herd assistant coach. He'll be leading the Herd. D'Antoni's final mark at Marshall, 177 and 148. 177 wins, 148 losses. Had a 95-81 record in conference play. Now, of course, Cornelius Jackson, if you're a Marshall basketball fan, you love Cornelius Jackson. You have to. He gave you a lot of good years. He played for the Thundering Herd in the 90s. He's been a part of the Herd coaching staff since 2017. He, like Dan D'Antoni, is somebody that we have a fond affection for, right? He's a Marshall guy. So he's now been elevated as the head coach. And we'll get a presser sometime next week, I understand. But the way this came out, it was a social media fest first that he was forced out, that Dan D'Antoni was forced out as the head coach of the Thundering Herd. And so the release comes out, change of leadership. That was the heading. Marshall Athletics announces leadership change for men's basketball. Now, once the news came out, mixed reviews already, as it should be, because everybody's got an opinion. I don't think anyone dislikes Coach Jackson. You're happy for him. You have to be. You're happy that he's getting a shot now. But there are voices, and I don't know what the majority is, you know, that are either waiting pensive about this or not on board with him being the head coach, or they're happy. There's whole argument toward why not have a national search, find somebody, bring someone in new, clean slate, just sweep it clean, start new. And so there's a lot of dialogue going on right now, and hopefully we'll know more as the weeks progress. But right now, Dan D'Antoni is out. So how do you feel about that? There are a lot of Dan D'Antoni supporters to this day. And there's a lot of people who wanted to see him go. So where are you at on that? And usually after a loss, I would hear from the people who wanted to see Dan D'Antoni go on our post-game show. This is not that. This is a different situation. Here's your chance. Where do you fall when it comes to Marshall basketball? And the text line's 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Alrighty, we go to the text line. Texter writes in and says, Paul, no, no, no. A lot of no's there. Also from the text line, Texter says, Paul, while I wish Corny Jackson the best, no coach will ever know basketball like Dan D'Antoni. He and Mike revolutionized the game, and the so-called big powers were quick to imitate their ideas. D'Antoni's failing was being unable to conceive of the contemptible and greedy people so-called college athletes have become. The love of money is the root of all evil. Also from the text line, Texter says, Paul, I'm more of a football fan, but everything has changed. Don't think Brad Smith or Christian Spears will settle for pretty good. Maybe a change is needed, but to hand the ball to Jackson is a lateral play. It is not a touchdown play, just a handoff. And that's going to get the herd fans excited? I'm just a simple man. This is above my pay grade. I'll leave it up to the pros. Appreciate that. Also, Texter wants to know, did he retire or get a buyout? He did not retire. The terms on social media, we haven't got a clarification from Marshall. If you read the release, and social media, of course, with the national pundits, say that he is forced out. Luke Creasy from HD Media was able to confirm it yesterday before the release went out. And Dan D'Antoni didn't provide a comment, and that's good enough for me right now. I follow Luke's coverage on this. He covers the beat for Marshall men's basketball. But the release read that Marshall Athletics announcing there'll be a leadership change, and it said associate head coach Cornelius Jackson will take over as head coach for Dan D'Antoni, who spent 10 seasons leading the herd. And so there was a few quotes talking about, you know, Dan D'Antoni, his success, his commitment, and, you know, what he did for the program. And that was it. There was no discussion of retirement, buyout, anything like that. You remember Dan D'Antoni made comments a few weeks ago that he expected to be back. He planned on being back. He talked about wanting to be the coach until he was no longer wanted. So I don't believe that he retired. This wasn't a Dan D'Antoni stepping down. There would have been an announcement. Dan would have made the announcement that he is stepping down. He is retiring. So he was either relieved of duties or, I don't want to say forced out, because any way you write it, you're either retained or you're let go. He can't just show up and say, I'm still the coach if he's let go. So I know wording is important. So I don't want to say forced out, but he was not retained. And so now Marshall is moving on, and Cornelius Jackson will be the head coach. We don't have official terms yet as far as how much he's getting, what his deal is going to be, how long he's going to be. All of that's going to come out. Until then, there's a lot of speculation out there. I'm just going to refer to anything official when it comes out. I've heard 2-year deal. I've heard some of that. But again, all that speculation. Until we get something official, you know, everything else you're hearing right now is either heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend. You get the deal. Back to our text line. Texter says, Paul, Dan D'Antoni being let go is sad to me because I was 9 to 10 years old when he was hired, and he was the first coach that I remember Marshall hiring. It's weird to think of Marshall men's basketball without the leadership of Dan D'Antoni, and that's a good point. There are a lot of people who just grew up as Dan D'Antoni being their coach, their guy, and that's a lot of younger fans as well. For all of the years of Marshall basketball, for some, it was and only Dan D'Antoni. Now, coaches do come and coaches do go. And you wondered, how long would Dan want to do this? How long could he continue to do this? You know, this isn't something that's news to anyone, but, you know, as he was getting older, you know, you wonder, you know, how long does he want to do this? You know, does he want to go as long as he can? You know, is there going to be a point where he wants to no longer do this and maybe focus on other things? So for a lot of people, he was the guy. I mean, he hasn't been around as the head coach as long as some at other programs, but for a good portion of basketball, he was there for the Thundering Herd. I mean, I've seen several coaches. You know, Rick Huckabee, you know, is an important coach in my mind because that was, for me, the golden era of Marshall basketball, going to the NCAA tournament, winning the Southern Conference tournament championships. You know, that was a prime time for me. I enjoyed every minute of it. And then you had some ups and downs when it came to basketball. You know, Greg White, and in hindsight, I probably am a little softer on him than I was when he was the actual coach. You know, Donnie Jones, I liked him. When he left, went to UCF, that kind of set people off in the wrong way. I get it. Tom Herrien, I never had a problem with Tom Herrien. Tom was always nice, personable. You know, I didn't have a problem. Ron Jerza, you know, he didn't do that fantastic of a job, but he was a super nice guy. You know, I even remember briefly, and I just want to say, Dwight Freeman was a super nice guy. Didn't get it done, but he was a super nice guy as a coach. So I don't think that's the issue. It comes down to ultimately wins and losses. That's it. That's what it's about, wins and losses. Everything else should be standard. I mean, when you buy a car, I expect certain things to be included, and then everything else is extra. But you know, when you get a head coach, you expect all these things, but you want the head coach that can get you wins. More wins than losses, get you into postseason, get you championships. That's what it's all come down to. Back to our text line, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texter says, I'm excited already. Thank you. I appreciate that. Another text came in and said, Paul, I doubt any coach will do any better than Coach Dan until this exodus via the transfer portal. Were there ever any rumors or locker room issues or personality conflicts that are making our players want to leave? I think it comes down to playing time, wins, and losses. That's it. Playing time, wins, and losses. I'm not getting enough playing time. I'm going to go somewhere else. Marshall's not winning. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm not progressing the way I should. I'm going to go somewhere else. Marshall's not competing for championships or postseason opportunities. I'm going to go somewhere else. NIL, it's just not here in Huntington, Marshall University. I'm not getting NIL. I'm not getting paid. I'm going to go somewhere else. You can list all of that. I think the guys that love Dan D'Antoni, and there have been a few guys that have come out on social media and stood up for him, and that's great. And I loved seeing the Ott Elmores and the John Elmores and the Tavion Kinseys of the world stepping up for their coach. That's great. I like Dan too. He meant a lot to those guys, and they stood up for him today and yesterday on social media. I mean, so I don't know if Dan is the issue when it comes to players leaving. He's the ultimate issue. But I think all of those reasons and beyond are part of the reasons why you see kids leave the transfer portal. If Marshall was winning, Marshall was competing for conference championships, getting into postseason play. If Marshall had better NIL opportunities than bigger schools, I don't think you would see as much of an exodus. And so now you're going to have to see Marshall probably work that transfer portal even harder, and you might have more success with a guy like Cornelius Jackson. He might be able to do things as the head coach that he wasn't able to do as an assistant, an associate under Dan D'Antoni. Back to our text line, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texter says, Paul, I wish Marshall could have went about Coach D'Antoni a little differently, but looking forward to the corny era. It does seem like that a lot of people had some inside info about this getting ready to happen, especially after yesterday's show. Then the big news broke. Well, people talk. And that was something about Dan D'Antoni's reign as the head coach that maybe a different coach would clamp down on. Dan had his core group of followers, boosters, supporters, and Dan's practices were open. Dan would come and let anybody, I mean, it didn't have to be his buddies, but anybody could come in to practices. And a lot of those guys were regulars. They were there every day, every time that there was a practice, they were there. And Dan would spend a good time talking to them. So, and he got to know them. He probably already did know them. And so people talk. He's talking about things. And what do? They go on social media and message boards and talk about things as well. Not as much as you think, but a lot more than you probably should. People are going to have inside information. You know, maybe donors talk, boosters talk. Because you make a big change, you got to talk to the money people, right? Somebody's always talking. And then I heard it from a friend, and You get the idea. But I know it's hard in this day and age, especially with social media. It might have come better if Marshall was able to release the change in leadership first than us reading about it on social media. All right, let's get back to the text line. We're having a good show today. 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texter says, Paul, Dan is a true class act. Wish we could have had the chance for a well-deserved proper send-off. Marshall basketball is on solid ground. Smart move to hire CJ as head coach. Cornelius Jackson. Thank you. I appreciate that. Dan's a good guy. Nobody will argue that. And I'll stand up for him as well. Great guy. Personable. Always had something to say. I mean, he would have fun with you. Sometimes he would have fun at you. And he was a fun guy. He was a good guy. He loved Marshall. Still loves Marshall. Wants to see Marshall do well. I mean, he's a Marshall guy through and through. You know, there's nothing wrong with Dan D'Antoni. He's not a guy that we're just glad to be rid of. You hate it for him because you like Dan D'Antoni. I mean, a lot of people thought that he should go, but they still like Dan D'Antoni. We can like you and still not want you to be the basketball coach is the attitude of a lot of people. And yeah, you'd hate to see somebody who's put in a lot of years and energy into the program. Yeah, all of a sudden on social media, you find out they're gone. That's the day and age we live in now. Once it breaks on social media and somebody's talking to somebody, somebody's saying something, and next thing you know, some inside information gets out. And one of the national media outlets, it's always the national media outlets, right? They seem to have an inside track sometimes, some of the experts that do that for a living every day. Some of us here are not getting the inside information like these guys. Plus, sometimes you got to wait for confirmation on this stuff. Just because a national pundit breaks it doesn't mean it's 100%. But yeah, some of these guys are pretty reliable. Back to our text line. Texter says, first up, it was probably the time for a change. That said, we should all appreciate how he advocated for increasing the support for basketball, often in spite of Mike Hamrick. Mike Hamrick, the former athletic director. I appreciate that text. Thank you. I can't say too much bad about Mike Hamrick. Mike's a good guy. He's no longer the athletic director. I liked Mike. I saw Mike a little bit after he was let go, and we had a really great conversation, and it was nice to talk to him. Just as, you know, Mike Hamrick, not the athletic director. All right, back to the text line. I don't know if this is a dig or a serious question. I'll read it. Texter wants to know, Paul, is Luke Creasy going to ask Dan D'Antoni talk about the journey of being the Herd head basketball coach for a decade? Honestly, I don't know what he's going to ask him if he gets an opportunity to talk to him again. And I get where you're going with that. I will say this, and yes, it is snarky. I get it. Luke's a good guy. He's a guy I will stand on a hill for and die for. He's a good friend of mine, and he does a fantastic job. And you read his work, he busts his tail to cover Thundering Herd Athletics, not just football, basketball. I think that Luke does a fantastic job, and if he wants a word or question anyway, I don't care. It's because it's not the question. It's what he's asking, and he's asking to write a story or to write stories. So I get it. Yeah, some people, you know, I'm sure I rub some people wrong, but he's one of those guys that honestly, I think he does a fantastic job. But you know what? He's snarky too. So trust me, fire that at him. See what he says. Go ahead. He's on X, formerly known as Twitter. At Paul Swan. I'm sorry, at Luke Creasy. I'm at Paul Swan. All right, it's time for a break. Let's do that. 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. We'll get more of your texts coming up. It's The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Welcome back to today's edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Our text line this hour is 304-396-TALK. That's 304-396-8255. We've been taking your text today about the change in leadership at Marshall University as Dan D'Antoni is out as the head coach and Cornelius Jackson has been elevated as the head coach for the Thundering Herd. So we're getting your takes on that. Let's go back to the text line again. Just in case you didn't catch that number, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texter wants to know, Paul, do you think that Coach D'Antoni is going to stay in Huntington and maybe be some kind of advisor to Corny or actually try to coach again? That's a good question. I don't know if Dan is going to coach again at the collegiate level. There's a lot of questions, I'm sure, about how long he would be in coaching. His age would come up. You know, and I know that's not fair to say that or even imply that, but it's true. Those are going to be things that are going to be asked. How long is he going to be in coaching? You know, how successful was he at Marshall? You know, can he be successful somewhere else? You know, if he's going to coach at the Division I level, would he coach at a smaller school? I don't know. Marshall was sort of his dream job when it came to being a head coach. He wanted to be the coach at Marshall. That was his dream. He got to live his dream, be the head coach at Marshall University. Now, as far as being an advisor to Cornelius Jackson, is this something that was – did the university, did the athletic department, and did Dan D'Antoni part on good terms? If that's the case, then I'm sure Dan will be back one day. If there wasn't as good of a departure, if there was a rough breakup here, you know, I don't know if Dan D'Antoni is going to be around as an advisor to – the Coach Jackson. And I think the whole idea of Dan no longer being the head coach is you want to change. That's the reason. It's not he's stepping down, he's retiring, and the next guy is here, and then, you know, he's going to help with the transition. You know, it's not like a handoff here. It's not one of those where you had a coach in waiting, okay, you know, I'm setting up the program, then I'm going to hand it off to you. And good luck. I hope, you know, I'm here for you. If you need me, give me a call. You know, I'll do what I can for you. But I'm setting it up, and then I'm handing it off to you, and I'm going to ride off in the sunset. That wasn't the case. It didn't seem that Dan D'Antoni was taking a victory lap and riding off in the sunset, and here's the next guy coming in, and he'll always have. And I'm sure as people who are friends and have a relationship, you know, he could call him up. I just don't know what the dynamic would be to have him actually as an official advisor or somebody that's going to, you know, you can call up and say, Dan, what would you do here? Because the whole point of this was you're making a change. You're making a change. And I don't think that it's good to make a change and then call the guy you just removed or you parted ways with as the head coach, calling him up for advice. You want Cornelius Jackson to be able to stand on his own two feet and be the head coach of the Marshall men's basketball program. He needs to be. He needs to be the guy. You don't make a change without expecting change, and so there's going to have to be change, and you're going to give him the opportunity. Now, the question will be is how much of a change will there be? I think a lot of people want to know that. You know, what's the new dynamic going to look like? You know, what kind of player will coach go after? You know, will we hit the transfer portal hard? You know, will the entire makeup of this team be dynamically different? Will it look the same? It will be sort of a similar DNA, or is it going to be a different style of basketball? You know, will there be a different style of athlete coming in, a different body type, a different mindset? You know, will there be players that maybe Dan D'Antoni wouldn't bring in to Huntington, bring in to Marshall, that Cornelius Jackson would take a fly on and go, okay, let's see what you can do. I think you work for me. You fit. I think there's going to be a lot of questions like that, and I don't believe you call up the guy that you just parted ways with. Not right away, anyway. I don't know the relationship, how deep it is. Texter writes in and says, Paul, Corny is going to have to be himself and be seen as such. A formal advisor role isn't good from any point of view. I agree. You have stepped away from Dan D'Antoni, and what fashion you did that remains to be seen, it being either a mutual parting of the ways or, as the early social media reports were yesterday, forced out, removed, whatever the end game was, the ultimate result was, he's no longer the coach, and I don't think it's going to be fair to Cornelius Jackson to have to look over his shoulder and go, okay, Dan's over there still. Yeah, am I doing it the way Dan, you know, what do you think, Dan? No. He's just going to have to go out there and he's going to have to be the head coach. He's got the job. He's going to have to be the coach. Not interim coach, not coach in waiting, not anything. Head coach. Quick timeout. We continue on today's edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
You can follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Paul Swan. You can also join in at 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Welcome back. It's The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Earlier today, as I mentioned, social media, that's where a lot of things propagate. And according to reports on social media, one of the initial names for the Virginia Tech women's basketball job is Kim Caldwell. And already a couple of comments on that. Marshall Fanatics replied to me earlier and said, like Coach Huff said, if no one wants your coach, they aren't very good. Good point. If nobody's calling about your coach not very good. That's a simplistic way of saying it, right? They don't want you, you're not that good. If somebody wants you, you're doing something right. So you're going to see that more and more. Why? Because she came into Huntington. She came into Marshall, a program that, you know, was good and fielded some good teams, but hadn't crossed that threshold yet of playing for a championship or winning a championship in a long time. And she brought them not only the regular season crown, she got in her first year as well the tournament crown, then took them to the NCAA tournament. Imagine how many people took notice of that. And now anytime there's going to be a vacancy, she's going to be in a few short lists. Now, if she continues to have success at Marshall, she's going to continue to be on short list. And so if she continues to have success, you reward her and you give her what she needs to continue to have success. You invest in her and she might be with you for a long time. There's no guarantee any coach is going to be with you for a long time. But if you invest in those coaches and you give them what they need to be successful, you might find out some of them stick around longer than you think. And a coach like Kim Caldwell, she has a serious proven track record of success. She's going to be on a lot of people's short list. I don't have to like it, though, because that means there are people after your coach, right? All right, text lines open, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. We'll open that back up for you here in just a moment. As we've been talking about the news yesterday, Dan D'Antoni, no longer the basketball coach for the men's program, and Cornelius Jackson has been elevated as head coach. Dan spending 10 seasons with the Thundering Herd. And as the associate head coach moving up to now head coach, he's going to have a lot of work to do, and I'm sure in a short time. But that seems to be what college basketball has come to now. A lot of work in a short time because your roster is going to change every single year. So now that coach is coach, Cornelius Jackson, now he's coach, what do you want to see from him? Where do you want to see Marshall basketball? What's the direction for Marshall basketball? Are you going to give him a chance? And if so, what do you want to see from him? If you're going to wait and see, same question to you. Why are you waiting and seeing? And, you know, what do you want to see? Also, if you're just completely like, no, Marshall dropped the ball. Why did Marshall drop the ball? There's varying degrees of, I'm on board, I'm waiting and seeing, and no, I'm not here for this. You know, I've seen that a lot. So where are you at and what do you want to see over the course of the next couple of seasons with Coach Jackson? Back to our text line, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Texter says, Paul, Marshall needs to pay Coach Caldwell, give her resources, and keep her happy. Also, is her husband still an assistant for the men's basketball team? I don't think anything's changed right now as far as staffing's concerned. We'll eventually get a formal press conference to formally present Coach to Marshall University and the community, and we'll have an opportunity then to ask questions. But I don't anticipate a staff change anytime soon. And to be quite honest, and I have no basis for saying this other than, come on, man. Coach Caldwell will be on the sidelines for the men's team, and Coach Caldwell will be on the sideline for the women's team. Nothing changing there. Nothing's changing there. Come on. Come on now. I'm keeping the Caldwells as happy as I possibly can. Seriously. Kim's a heck of a coach. Her husband's a heck of a coach. I'm keeping the family happy. I am. I'm seriously keeping the family happy. because there's some good basketball coming out of the Caldwell brand right now, the Kim Stevens Caldwell brand. There's some good stuff happening. And if I have to go to Starbucks every day and bring her morning coffee to keep her happy, I might take a shift and list some of you as well. Whatever she wants, I'm keeping her happy. Because if she's happy with Marshall and she's happy with where she's at, she's going to stay longer. And there are coaches that there have been opportunities presented to them, and they chose not to take those opportunities because they're happy at Marshall. Several levels. So Marshall's got a few good things going right now. I think you need to definitely be positive. And honestly, if Coach Caldwell is happy, I think Marshall women's basketball is going to be on one heck of a ride. All right, we'll get back to the text in just a moment. We got to catch up. We'll take our final break, come back, and the rest of the way, open text on today's edition of The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
It's our final segment for today's edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. We've cleared the decks. Rest of the show is yours. We'll get more of your text in. That's 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Also, you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Paul Swan. Let's go back to the text line. Texter says, Paul, I hope Coach Jackson puts a team together that can actually make shots on the court. Also, having some players who have the lateral quickness to play defense and some muscle would be nice. Players that shoot better, quicker, including making lateral moves, playing some defense, and muscle. And that's a good question. What will the makeup of this team be? You're going to want to play a different style, obviously. You're the head coach now, so you're calling the shots. How do you want to run the offense? How do you want to run the defense? Are you going to need some kids that can get up there and bang? You're going to need some quick players, some finesse players. You know, what kind of style of basketball will Marshall be in the upcoming season? Those are going to be some important questions. And, of course, you know, once we see incoming players, I'm sure the transfer portal news will continue. We just don't know yet because this was just announced yesterday. So what's that going to look like? You know, how many of the returning players or the players that are left on the roster will return? How many of those players will want to stay? Also, how many players can you bring in a short time? You know, are you going to emphasize a certain need right away? Or are you going to try to go through the old development route, have a mix of players you're recruiting, a mix of players you're bringing in from the transfer portal? You're going to have to figure this all out quickly. If you haven't already got a plan, I'm sure he does. So that's going to be a big question. And if this Marshall team looks like a team that Dan D'Antoni would have coached, put together, just a different coat of paint, are you still here for it? And that's going to be a big question. That probably falls in the category of some of the people who maybe aren't on board with the hire. And again, I don't have numbers here. I don't know if 30% say this, 30% say that, and then different percentages say if a mix of both. Still, the jury's out what the vibe here is right now of Herd fans, but I've seen everything. Don't like the hire. Sorry to see Dan go. Like the hire. There's a mix of everything right now. Wanted to keep Dan. Fans drove him out. I've seen that as well. And I am not going to be in the business of I'm a better fan than you. Honestly, the only thing I ever say to you is if you got a problem with the university and the way that things are being run, you know, make your voice heard. How do you make your voice heard? Well, you reach out to the athletic department or yeah, you speak a language that athletic departments all understand, and that's, of course, you know, withholding your support or diverting your support elsewhere. Because if the fans aren't supporting the programs, then the message gets heard. And I hate to say that. I'm not trying to suggest anybody take away support for Marshall University, but, you know, these conversations have come up. And so, to be fair, you know, for those who haven't enjoyed Marshall basketball for a while, will this be enough to bring you back? And for those who have enjoyed Marshall basketball for a while, will this be enough to keep you? Or would a different direction have brought you back? Or would a different direction keep you? I think these are all fair questions to ask, and unfortunately, you know, there's going to be a mix of opinions here on this. Back to our text line. Texter says, Paul, I wish Coach D'Antoni the best. He ran a clean program that brought us to the big dance and a win. Let's get behind Corny, true Herd fans. I don't think anyone dislikes Corny. That's the good news. Everybody likes Cornelius Jackson. Absolutely. So right there, he's on better ground than some. You like him. He was a great player for Marshall University. Came back. Loves the Herd. So he's got a lot of the positives already in the column. Former player. Beloved player. Great guy. Love him. Got the support of some of his other players. You know, a lot of people are happy for him. A lot of people are on board completely. Hate to see Dan go, but okay, understand we're all behind Cornelius Jackson. And then there's others who are like, Marshall missed the chance to make a national search, visible national search, go out and try to get the best hot, maybe hot coach, hot assistant, go down to the Division II level, pick up somebody, missed an opportunity here. Should have had a clean sweep of the program. We're going to be talking about this for days. Absolutely. And, of course, we'll hear more from Cornelius Jackson in a few days when he's formally introduced. And hopefully that's going to answer a lot of your questions and a lot of your concerns. If you have concerns, you know, what do you want to hear from him? Keep that in mind. Think about that. What do you want to hear from him? If you're on the fence, what do you need? If you're completely not into this and not invested, what's it going to take to get you back? And if you're invested, what do you want to hear that's going to keep you? Thanks for everyone's input today. I do appreciate it. I'll be back with you tomorrow here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. We're late on a couple of things. Baseball, Thundering Herd falling to number 13 Virginia Tech today, 4-2. And a promotional note, we got Pirates baseball opening up the season at Miami on Thursday, 3:45 p.m. right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Then we'll go into our March Madness coverage. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with you tomorrow here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Transmitting in glorious FM on 94.1 W227BS Huntington. This is 930 WRVC Huntington, celebrating 100 years of broadcasting.